The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
And Jesus said to them, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning, and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast, so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly, I say to you, he will dress himself for service and have them recline at table, and he will come and serve them. If he comes in the second watch or in the third and finds them awake, blessed are those servants. But know this, if the master of the house had known at what time and at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have left his house to be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
I want to tell you a story. It's kind of a love story. Young couple got married. She's gorgeous. Of course, he's a handsome man. And they just fell in love so much. But they got married. And you could tell they were in love as the years went by, because they did everything together. You know, she would look at him with loving eyes, and he would look at her in the same manner. And it just a phenomenal experience to be around this couple. But you see, she had a problem. She had a very strange disease. And as it progressed, it would cause a disfigurement, actually making her ugly. She was really worried about this, because in his eyes, she thought that would be horrible. Well, not too long after that process started, there was a tragic accident. The car was wrecked, and he was pulled out, luckily still alive. They rushed him to the hospital, and after a period of time, he awoke. The doctor said that all of the wounds and everything are going to heal fine, that he's going to be okay. The problem was, he was blind. He couldn't see. You know that his wife would drive him everywhere he needed to go, see to it that he got his prescriptions, or taking care of his dinner, helped feed him, picked out his clothes for him. She just doted on him, and he couldn't say enough kind things about her. Because in his mind, she's as beautiful as she ever was, even though over this period of time, the disease has progressed, causing quite a facial disfigurement. Really horrible. Disease also had other side effects on her health, too. But they went along years. He was absolutely happy. For him, he just kept saying she is the most beautiful woman in the world, and she always thought he was an okay guy. Which, you know, guys, if you're an okay guy in your wife's mind eye, you did pretty good. None of us are going to be great, but if we're okay, we're doing good. and I'll settle for okay. But anyway, the disease progressed, and she died from it. It was a tragic funeral. Went to the cemetery, buried her. And as he was leaving the cemetery, a friend of his said, "Gee, what are you going to do now? Who's going to help you?" And he reached up and took his sunglasses off and goes, "I don't need help. I can see quite well." And I go, "What?" He says, "Yes, I knew my wife had this disfiguring disease, and I knew that it was going to get in the way of our relationship. So, for her sake, I was blind from the carpet." Now you stop and think, okay, Ed, what in the Sam heck are you talking about in comparison to the scripture reading, which says, y'all, be prepared? Well, we're going to talk about that too. You see, if you want a book of rules, you can find all the rules you want in the Old Testament. They're all there, every one of them. But if you want to talk about the rules of life, go to the New Testament, because all the old rules were fulfilled in the New Testament. And you remember Jesus said two things. He said, love the Lord your God with all that you are, and love your neighbors yourself. Now, the key word there is love. So those are the two rules. Simple. If you want to have rules, those are the two rules. How do you be prepared all the time? Love. I know that doesn't sound right. It even sounds strange. But how do you be prepared for when the Master comes? You see, God has, in all effects, put on sunglasses for the ugly bride that we are. So, we don't know. But in order that we might have beauty, I realize when you use stories like this, there's always limitations, so give me a little bit of room. But in order for beauty to be restored, God sent his son, Jesus, through his crucifixion, death, and resurrection. We have had our blindness removed from us. God's never been blind, but he has sure done everything in his hands to make sure that we can be beautiful in his sight. In the beginning, he set up a covenant so that we can stay beautiful in his sight. Remember, God created man, did a good job there. Then he created woman, and he did a good job there. Yeah, I'm going to get in trouble, wasn't I? I can see that. Even Rob's wondering. But when man and woman messed up and got kicked out, well, God still found a way to keep them beautiful. And it was called a covenant. And he would establish covenants throughout time to try to keep his beautiful people beautiful. And the covenants didn't work because we all insisted on being ugly. We insisted on it. So God says, obviously, you cannot do this for yourself. So I'm going to send Jesus, my son. And he is going to make the final action that will make you beautiful. So I don't have to have sunglasses when I look upon you. How do you stay prepared for the day of the Lord when he comes? Are you in love with the Lord? You read his word. Are you in community with him, with his people? Are you living in that kind of a relationship between yourself and someone else? You know, relationships really are difficult because you think everything's going well, and then one of the two people open their mouth, and everything goes down the tubes real fast. Now, how do you avoid that? How do you come back from that? That's an ugliness that in and of itself, we don't have the power to come back from. And through Jesus Christ, because of God's love for us, we can come back from the ugliness. We can be beautiful again in God's eyes. How do we stay prepared? Stay in love. You know, read about God. Oh, we say we do read, we read the Bible every Sunday. Yeah, but you only get a glimpse of it there because none of you will sit for hours on end while Rob or I read. I don't blame you. But on your own, and with the cost of printing being so cheap today, there's no reason why one can't have a Bible to read. There's just no reason. Anyway, so read the Word. Stay in relationship. If you're at odds, ask for forgiveness. Whether it's your fault or not, it doesn't matter. The relationship's more important. Can you imagine the resurrection happening if it was based on us being proper and right? You know, for hundreds and hundreds of years, God said, okay, if you're right, you keep this covenant, and we'll be in hog heaven. And you know, every time we turn around, we couldn't keep the covenant. Because we couldn't do it right. Can you imagine how frustrating and upsetting that would be to know that you could never come into God's presence because you were never going to be good enough? But you see, God's love is so great that he sent his only son to take away that ugliness that is in us. And ugliness, we call it sin. You know, it's a three-letter word, and sometimes we don't hear it very often because people are afraid to say it, thinking that it's you're going to bring some kind of judgment upon yourself. Probably. But our ugliness comes not from love and not from each other, not from doing what loving our neighbors and our spouses and our friends. Love comes from God. He demonstrated the ultimate love. He gave his only son to take away our sin. All we have to do is accept it. Simple. I mean, the easiest instructions I can think of. If you want to feel right with God, accept Jesus Christ, his Son, as Savior and Lord. Okay. Now, with him, you will have the strength to love others. With him, you will have the strength to say, I'm sorry. With him,
The relationship is more important than being right.
That's how you be prepared. All God's ever asked is return my love. That's it. Return my love. You love my son, love me. That's it. We come to the table. It's very simple. It's not my table. It's not Rob's. It's not the Anglican Church. It's the Lord's. It's Jesus Christ's table. He's in charge. It's his blood, his body, not mine. So every time we come to the table, we have a chance to become beautiful once again. To become prepared for when the hour or the day comes when the Master returns. Because he will return. No question about it. And then it'll be a joyous time for his people. Maybe not so joyous for those who aren't his. But the invitation's there for everybody. Don't mistake it. The invitation is for everybody. And it's God's desire that all will come to him. Be prepared. Very simple. Now, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.